could really
hog wild. They had the freedom to do whatever they wanted to. You know, on the very first cover of the magazine, we had an Anna Russell cover where she's in the pot, yes. And all these African guys with spears, you know, pointing them menacingly at her. I mean, you couldn't get away with that now. But it was all done in a spirit of fun. I really don't think they were trying to be racist back in those days, and at least not in that particular cover.
Right.
But
the other question I usually ask is, what is your favorite best kept secret? Is there a record out there that probably only you and 10 other people know about that really is an incredible record?
Yes. I think there's more than 10 people that are into this album, though. And that is by Brute Force, Confections of Love. Yep. It came out in 1966 on Columbia Records. Amazing album. If you could find a stereo copy. And by the way, I am friends with Brute Force. In fact, I met him in New York when we did our show with Jean-Jacques. And he has promised me that this is going to be released on CD, and I keep waiting and waiting. But I have a really nice copy of it, which he autographed for me. Brilliant album, and I hope that you'll play a track from that during this interview. Definitely. But amazing. Do you have a favorite song?
Yeah, what's your favorite song on that record? We'll play it right now.
Joe's Garage? I'm trying to think of the title. I think I would say Tapeworm of Love. It is so incredibly strange, and the subject matter is so odd. Yet it's trying to be a love song at the same time. It only came through the demented, warped mind of this brilliant guy, Brute Force, whose name is Stephen Friedland. And he's a super intelligent person. He just has an offbeat sense of humor, and I just love what he did on this album.
So let's listen to this track from Brute Force.
I have a feeling so deep inside, whenever we're together, it just won't hide. It's the tapeworm of love eating my heart out over you. Whenever we hold hands, I can feel it munching. Whenever we kiss, I can feel it lunching. The tapeworm of love is eating my heart out over you. When we embrace, my abdomen is slipping. The tapeworm of love is eating my heart out of our gal. Even when I sleep, I know it's never resting, because I dream of you. It keeps right on digesting. The tapeworm of love is eating my heart out over you. See, that's mighty fine sitar playing, Mahatma.
Over you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned to the Kitch Niche on Luxuria Music. My name is Strike, and we are listening to an interview I did with Dana Countryman, publisher of Cool and Strange Music Magazine, as well as musical author of the brand new CD Moog-tastic, Music for the 24th Century on Olio Records, available through iTunes or on danacountryman.com. We've got one final segment running a little late, but that's okay. It's about 9 minutes long, but it is the last segment, and at the end of the segment, I play a really incredible, incredible cut from this CD, which we're going to give away another copy right now. I just want to mention congratulations to Papa Joe Mambo, who won himself a CD. Those Canadians taking our hard-earned money. I don't know what that means, but so he'll be getting a copy, so he's not eligible. And Lewis is not eligible, but everybody else who's listening is eligible, if you're listening to it live, for one more copy of the brand new Moog-tastic CD. Again, go to the my Facebook page, which is Strike Kitch Niche. KitschNiche. Strike Kitch Niche. And you're going to message me your answer. Don't post it. You want to actually message me so I can get your address if you win. The very first response in the order received will win a brand new copy of Moog Tastic from Oglio Records. Here now, your final trivia question. Are you ready? Oh, by the way, I didn't answer the last one. What is Max Brand's synthesizer also known as? It's the Moogtonium. That's the answer to that one. No, that wasn't it. What is the connection between Jellyfish and the Moog synthesizer? Well, of course, it's Roger Manning, who wrote and produced, half of it, of the Moog Cookbook CDs. All right, he was in the band Jellyfish, and he did also the Moog Cookbook. Here is your final question, and this is a good one, and this is kind of tough. Are you ready? So go to my Facebook page, Strike Kitch Niche, message me your answer. The first correct answer will receive a copy of the brand new Moog-tastic CD. And become a friend of the show while you're on the page. All right? Here you go. In the early 1970s, the rock group Tonto's Expanding Headband used the Moog extensively on their records. What does the acronym Tonto in the name Tonto's Expanding Headband stand for? Again, in the early 1970s, the rock band Tonto's Expanding Headband used the Moog synthesizer extensively on their records. What does the acronym Tonto stand for? Get on the Facebook page, Strike Kitch Niche, and let me know. First correct answer wins a copy of the CD. Here now, the final segment of my interview with Dana Countryman.
My guest is Dana Countryman. He has a brand new CD out called Moogtastic, which is an incredible Moog record on Oglio Records. By the way, I wanted to mention to you that I chanced to see Brute Force perform live about 10 years ago or so, and I love the fact that he does everything solo. It's just him and a Casio and a suitcase, and what he does is he'll play a little music, and then he kind of does a like a Carrot Top prop comedy thing, which is so surreal and so incredible. And
I'm jealous because I've never seen Brute perform live. I did get to meet him, but he does his shows around the New York area usually. And did he come to L.A.?
He was in Los Angeles, yes, and he performed at a festival. It was mind-blowing. So, and if anybody's on the East Coast, and does he still perform, do you know?
He does. And I think he actually leads an open mic. I get invitations every once in a while. Unfortunately, I'm not in New York very often. But he also performs with a band, I think it's called Misty's Big Adventure. And they've actually did some touring. They performed in London, and they occasionally go out and do things. So, he still does perform. But that one album, he did another one, and he's done some demos and things. He has some cassette tapes that you can buy off his website. But the Confessions of Love album is so brilliantly arranged with, full orchestra and all these great session guys and background singers. It's just an explosion for the mind. It's wonderful.
It's a wonderful record. Well, before we leave tonight, is there another track on your CD that perhaps is a favorite of yours that we haven't played tonight that you'd like to just talk a little bit about before we end our conversation?
Yeah, I think I personally would pick Halloween at Moog Manor, and I'll tell you why. Because I actually got to feature my dad on this record, on this song, and I was writing this tune in kind of, I was thinking of Count Basie when I originally wrote this tune. As I started recording it, I thought, this really doesn't sound like a Count Basie tune anymore. It sounds like a Halloween tune. And I remembered that when I was a kid, my dad and I was about 10 years old, we had that Disney Halloween sound effects record, and we wanted to make our own sound effects record. So my dad was super cool, and we got the family tape recorder out. In the living room, we were making like noises, and I always thought that was really awesome of my dad to take the time to do this goofy thing with me. So here I am, many, many years later, and my dad's 81 actually, and I said to my sister, I really think that I should try and get dad on to do his scary monster voices on this song. It would be kind of like a deja vu kind of a thing for me. So I asked him if he'd do it, and he said, yeah, no problem. So I went over there to their house, my mom and dad's house, with a little mini disc recorder and recorded my dad's scary voices. And it came out so good that I thought, I got to do more than this. I got to get him to do some voiceover stuff too. So I had him do a couple speaking parts, and he did those so well and went into this fiendish laughter of this kind of demon guy that I was so happy and delighted with it. And I actually got my wife on there too, Tricia. She is an actress, and she's played a witch on stage a couple times, and so I got her to do her witch voice on it. So because of those two things, and the fact that I got to use these really great jazz players, Kurt and Ike, it just was a super fun project that I got to involve a lot of people on, and that's one of my favorite tracks.
Well, we're going to play that going out of the interview. Dana Countryman, I'd like to thank you very much for coming on to the Kitchnitch. It's been a great interview, great talking to you. And best of luck with the new CD, Moogtastic, Electronic Melodies from the 24th Century. It's available through danacountryman.com. Where else could people find this?
Yeah, the album's on iTunes, and the album is on Amazon.com. They're probably the easiest places to find it. And there's some web stores also. But I would just go to Amazon. That's the easiest. And I just want to say that I'm so happy that we got to chat. And thank you so much, Strike, for having me on your show. And I can't wait to check out your program. I haven't had a chance to, but I will now.
Well, you and the rest of the world. So here is Dana Countryman from the CD Moogtastic. This is Halloween at Moog Manor.
Thank you. for dropping by. Hopefully you can stay longer next time. We always enjoy having guests for dinner.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. thanks again to Dana Countryman for his time. And if you enjoyed the music that you heard, go to, as you said, you can go to Amazon.com or DanaCountryman.com. It's Moog-tastic, electronic music for the 24th century on Oleo Records by Dana Countryman. Congratulations to... Oops. Forgot who won. Oh, Virginia Wheeler, congratulations. You are also getting a copy of the Moog-tastic CD. The last trivia question, which was, in the early 1970s, the rock group Tonto's Expanding Headband used the Moog extensively. What does the acronym Tonto stand for? The answer, the Original New Timbrel Orchestra was the answer. And we had a lot of people who knew the answer to that one. So thanks to everybody who played with us. Sorry if you didn't win, but you can go to Amazon, get yourself a copy. All right, well, we're a little late here, but that's okay. My name is Strike. This is The Kitchnitch on Luxuria Music. And what we're going to do is we're going to have story time right now. But before I do that, I just want to remind you, if you missed any part of the interview, you can go to the luxuriamusic.com podcast page and download an archived podcast of the show anytime after tomorrow. Just hit podcast, scroll down to The Kitchnitch, and on The Kitchnitch podcast page, you could also subscribe to have the program automatically downloaded to your computer or mobile device for free every single week. You can also stream Luxuria Music live via your mobile phone via Shoutcast. Any app you can download to get you to Shoutcast will enable you to listen to Luxuria Music in your car. Forget terrestrial radio. Forget satellite. Blech. Listen to Luxuria in your car. All right, so here we go. Tonight's story time, I thought, is about as appropriate as I could get, given that we had a whole evening of Moog music. And this is from Golden Records, and it's kind of an exciting one. This is called Danny Dunn and the Homework Machine, a musical for children by the Golden Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Luther Henderson. Book, music, and lyrics by Julie Mandel. Based on Danny Dunn and the Homework Machine by Jay Williams and Raymond Abrashkin. Produced by Howard Scott. Enjoy.
Those sounds you hear come from Minnie. Minnie's not a girl. She's a computer. Her name is really Miniac, but I call her Minnie for short. I'm Danny Dunn. My mother keeps house for Professor Euclid Bullfinch. The professor invented Minnie. Minnie and computers like her are fantastic. They forecast storms, they run factories, play chess, write music, and astronauts even use them to go to the moon. They're changing the world. Your world. Minnie certainly changed mine. But that story really began one day in school when Miss Arnold, our teacher, gave us our homework assignment.
Will you please write down the homework assignment for tomorrow? Oh. And please don't act like homework's another word for sorrow. Problems 1, 7, on page 1, 11, in your arithmetic book.
Oh. Homework, homework, down with social studies book.
Aww. Homework, homework, how long must we wait until we're rid of homework? Who invented homework? Bet he never was a kid.
When it's nice and sunny and you'd like to swing your bat, you remember that you've got homework. Snow has fallen and you'd like to go sledding in that snow, but your ma says no, you've got homework.
It was a lot of homework, but I wasn't worried. You see, I had my new invention. Then Eddie Phillips went and snitched.
Miss Arnold, Danny Dunn has this piece of wood with two pens attached to it, so he and Joe can write two homework papers at the same time.
Miss Arnold made me promise not to use it for homework. Boy, that Eddie Phillips. After school, this new girl in class, Irene, asked if she could see my two-pen invention. I said, sure, why not? Her father's an astronomer, and she's interested in scientific things. But Joe, my best friend, wouldn't come with us. He and some of the other boys in class have an unscientific prejudice against girls.
Girls are a pain, know what I mean. They like going shopping and they like keeping clean. Girls always talk, they giggle and gush. Girls like romantic songs and all of that mush. Life could be sweet and so filled with joys if only our parents would have nothing but boys. I hate their frills and their curls, but mostly I don't like them cause they're girls. Girls are a pain, girls aren't fun. They can't bat a baseball and they can't even run. Girls aren't strong, their muscles are few. Girls make you blush if they should know more than you. Girls act polite, but then in the end, girls always come between a guy and his friend. We here maintain, we and our brothers, all girls are a pain, except for our mothers. Shopping and they like keeping clean. Girls always talk, they giggle and gush. Girls like romantic songs and all of that mush. Life could be sweet and so filled with joys if only our parents would have nothing but boys. I hate their frills and their curls, but mostly I don't like them cause they're girls. Creepy names, they wear creepy hairdos and they play creepy games. Girls eat weird things like salad and fruit. They use all those icky words like darling and cute. Girls fuss with clothes until you can cuss. And when they're older, all they fuss with is us. Some future day, so says my father, I'll think that they are worth all the bother.
Girls!
later, Joe showed up at my house just in time to help Irene and me enjoy some of Mom's homemade donuts. That's when Professor Bulfinch came home with this exciting news. He was being called to Washington to discuss a round-the-world weather rocket that would use his new computer.
I knew when I kissed you, there was no way to resist you. I could feel my poor heart tremble. I knew then I'd remember your sweet charms and your arms. I am falling for a stranger, and I know that leads to danger. Mama, tell me you will drop me, yet my foolish heart won't stop me. Here I am, going again, leading with my chin. Strong, you got me reeling. Being with you is necessary. I pray it's not temporary. Don't let me down, 'cause I'm too far gone to turn around. I'll be what you want me to, and I'll never be untrue. What I feel, I know it's real, and all I chance, but I must take it. I believe that we can make it. I knew when I saw you that my heart's been waiting for you. Don't let me down and make me a broken-hearted clown. Don't let me down and make me a broken-hearted clown. Don't let me down and make me a broken-hearted clown.
It's the Trogs on the Kitchenich Luxuria Music with A Girl Like You. Ah, one of the best tracks they ever recorded, in my opinion. But I'm sure you agree with me. We also heard from Candy, It Takes Time. Now, I think if Danny Dunn had listened to those two songs, maybe he would have changed his mind a little bit about girls. The girls are a pain except for the mothers. Luther Henderson and the Golden Orchestra Chorus. Danny Dunn and the Homework Machine. We didn't get to the Homework Machine, but who cares? It was a lot of fun not getting to the Homework Machine. All right, let's get on with it. My name is Strike. This is the Kitsch Niche on Luxuria Music. Coming up on this program next Monday night, it is our annual Exotica Music Special. And this is a special one because it is the precursor to the week of Tiki Oasis. That's right. So next Monday night on this program, we'll have 3 hours of Exotica music. The following Wednesday, if you happen to be in the Los Angeles... I'm so excited, I can't talk about it. If you happen to be in the Los Angeles area, get yourself down to the Bigfoot Lodge in Atwater, which is near Los Feliz, which is in Los Angeles. I believe I will be DJing along with Howie Pyro and Lee Joseph and a couple other people. We're going to be playing, I think, Exotica music all night, although I'm really not sure, but we're going to have a good time. Regardless, the following night, Thursday, August 19th, at the Bally High Restaurant in San Diego, California, free, absolutely free of charge, come on down if you're in Southern California, it is the opening night of Tiki Oasis, the Luxuria Music Presents Tiki Oasis Party at the Bally High Restaurant. I will be there. Angel Baby, Agent Carey, Switched on Audrey, Howie Pyro. It's going to be an evening of dancing and drinking and fun. So come on down to the Bally High Restaurant in San Diego, California, Thursday, August 19th. The following Friday on August 20th, Switched on Audrey and myself will be spinning all day long. At the Tiki Oasis registration ceremony. I don't know how that what they want to word it, but we'll be in the lobby there spinning all day, 11 to 5 or something like that, along with special guests and other DJs. So come on down and meet us, say hi. We'll also be in the bazaar, which is the marketplace, all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And lots and lots of luxurious music DJs are going to be spinning, like Andrew Sandoval of Come to the Sunshine, David Ponak will be there, Switched on Audrey, myself, Holly Pyro, Java, and we'll also have Jack Fetterman all the way from New York who's going to be spinning, and a bunch of other special guests as well. So stop by and say hello, and we're going to hopefully record all of this for broadcast on Luxuria Music, and the schedule is being made right now, so we'll let you know more about that as it happens. Woo! That was a lot. Okay, let's get on with the program. What do you say? This is something from a very sweet-looking Korean woman. Don't know what her name is, but if you're listening to the show live, get onto the webcam. You can check out the record cover. I don't know what her name is. I don't know what the name of this track is, but I like it a lot. And then we're going to follow that one up with something that Papa Joe Mambo, I'm sure, is going to enjoy. Here you go.
가슴 슬픔에 젖어 흐느끼고 있는데
This is Ringo, peace and love, just to remind you, no autographs, don't talk to me, don't look at me in the eye, peace and love, and especially don't listen to the Kitchnitz or I'll kick your arse, peace and love.
Give me 1, 2, 3
tan sencillo que así será.
Así será.
Nada más dime que es fácil.
Está bien.
Como jugando. Oh baby, yeah. ABC.
ABC.
Como el amor que te doy. Fácil será,
fácil será.
Y querer no será tan fácil.
Está bien.
Como te quiero. Oh baby, yeah. Nena, ven, ven y dame un beso. Fácil es querernos así. Cerrarás muy fuerte los ojos y verás que fácil será.
1, 2, 3
1, 2, 3 Es fácil.
Está bien.
Como te quiero. Oh baby, yeah. Ahora dilo tú.
Ahora dilo tú.
Dime que si me quieres como yo a ti,
como yo a ti.
Y verás que es tan fácil.
Está bien.
Como te quiero. Oh baby, yeah. 1, 2, 3 Tan sencillo que es. Así será.
Así será.
Nada más dime que si es fácil.
1, 2, 3
Tan sencillo que es. Así será,
así será.
Nada más dime que si es fácil. 1, 2, 3
And long nose, what's the word, boy?
What's the word?
What's the word?
Down the bird.
What's the prize?
30 twice. Play me a tune.
I'm going on and play for you.
Play
I'm going to blow right now.
Go
ahead. All right, here
we
go.
Play me a
Red Prysock. Ah, it was wonderful. What's the word? Thunderbird. That's a 45 on Mercury Records. We heard from Enrique Guzman. Uno, dos, tres. Uno, dos, tres. Tu-tu-ti-ta-tu-tu. Otis Redding gave us Day Tripper from the Hit the Road Stax recording. That was when Stax went to Europe in 1966, I want to say. The Dixie Bells, Down at Papa Joe's. That one's going out to Papa Joe Mambo. And some Korean chick gave us some Korean song from the album, some Korean album title on Oasis Records. That's the only part of the thing that I could figure out. It was on Oasis Records. My name is Strike. This is the Kitschnitch on Luxuria Music. Don't forget, next week on this program, it's the Exotica Special. I'm very excited about that. It's going to be 3 hours of humid tunes. That's a good word for it. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, what do you say we listen to something from Dave Myers and the Surf Tones? This one is called White Water.
This is Jimmy the Greek, and one bet you can be sure of, the Kitchener stinks.
I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. Most hearty knows I am the newsboy of the town. You'll hear me yelling Morning Star as I run along the street.
I have no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet.
I have no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet. I'm awful cold and hungry, sir, my clothes are torn and thin. I wander about from place to place, my daily bread to win. Never mind, sir, how I look, don't look at me and frown.
I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown.
I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. Sir, as I journey on my way, Mother always tells me, sir, I've nothing in this world to lose.
I'll get a place in heaven, sir, to sell the gospel news.
So never mind, sir, how I look, don't look at me and frown.
I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown.
I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown.
Fellas, if you ain't a man with a lot of guts, a doggone woman will drive you nuts. You can't trust one to the corner nowadays. Yeah, and you gotta watch your dough, she'll cheat you blind. A woman ain't got but a one-track mind. You find out, bud, it's the man that always pays. Yeah, she'll feed you a line that'll turn your head, and you'll marry her, and when you're in bed, she'll go through all the pockets in your pants, the hip one, too. And then if you object, there'll be a big fight, and chances are it'll last all night. I'm telling you, bud, a man ain't got a chance. No, never, never trust a woman. 'Cause you'll be sorry if you do. Listen, don't never, never trust a woman. 'Cause they'll just make a monkey out of you. Now, women are handy around the house. They can't be trusted by man or mouse. It's a shame the way they drag a good man down. It's a well-known fact they talk too much. They yaddity-yat about the neighbors and such, and then Paul Revere the gossip around the town. You're gonna blow your top when they get in your hair, and then they'll drive you to drink, and man, I'll swear you'll wish you'd never saw the light of day. Yeah, I'm tipping you off, your goose is cooked when one of them females gets you hooked, so you better think it over while you may. Oh, never, never trust a woman. Ouch, you'll be sorry if you do. No, no, never trust a woman, 'cause she'll just make a monkey out of you. Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's a dirty shame to come home late from a poker game to a little wife that's going to give you a heck. Yeah, she'll be sitting alone with a rolling pin, and bop, you'll get it when you get in, and when she gets through with you, you'll be a wreck. Then if you had a little nip and she smells your breath, she'll start in nagging you half to death, and brother, you're going to have to put up with that for life. Because remember, the preacher said, for better or worse, so till you ride that big black hearse, you've just naturally got yourself a wife. Oh, never, never trust that woman. Now you'll be sorry if you do. Pretty please, don't never trust a woman. She'll just make a monkey out of you. We'll be right back.
I'm itching, and I don't know where to scratch. Come here, baby. Scratch my back. I know you can do it. So, baby, get to it. Oh, you're working with it now. Got me feeling so good. Looking to the sun now, baby. This little girl sure knows how to scratch. Oh, now you're doing a chicken scratch. Oh, baby. Oh, don't forget to scratch it now, baby. Oh, yeah, that's it. There we go. Baby. Oh yeah, now you're looking good. Don't forget to scratch it now. Come on, baby.